Justice Department will appeal. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. A federal judge is ruling Friday that the COVID health restrictions on immigrants known as Title 42 must remain in place for now. The administration had wanted to drop them on Monday.
In a nutshell, what that federal ruling means is the status quo is just going to stay the same down here at the southern border. Remember, Title 42 has been in effect throughout this border crisis through these historic massive numbers of illegal crossings. Last month, April, the highest numbers in DHS history, and DHS sources, Border Patrol agents tell me, even with Title 42 staying, you can expect those numbers to continue.
Fox's Bill Malusian at the border. The Justice Department asking the Federal Appeals Court to set aside the judge's ruling, saying the Centers for Disease Control has decided the policy is no longer needed. President Biden in South Korea has concluded a bilateral meeting with South Korea's President Yoon Suk-yeol earlier, saying
the alliance between the Republic of Korea and the United States of America is a linchpin of peace, stability, and prosperity for a region of the world.
Two Secret Service agents, part of the advance team for the president's trip, have been sent home after a drinking incident. Deadly severe weather Friday in the northern Michigan town of Gaylord, a tornado ripping through the town's business district.
Their grocery stores, their gas stations, some people's homes are just absolutely torn apart. The entire city right now is under a curfew until 8 a.m.
It's Max Goldwasser of Fox 17 in Grand Rapids, who reports one person was killed, more than 40 others hurt. Boeing's first spaceship has successfully docked at the International Space Station.
Hardmate is complete. ISS thrusters are enabled, and we can welcome Starliner to ISS.
That's Rob Mayhurst at Mission Control. This gives NASA two companies to compete for the job of flying crew and cargo to the International Space Station. America is listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
A Catholic church leader telling House Speaker Nancy Pelosi her pro-abortion stand means she'll be denied one of the church's sacraments.
The Archbishop of San Francisco is barring House Speaker Nancy Pelosi from receiving communion over her support of abortion rights, which conflicts with the Catholic Church's position that life begins at conception and must be guarded. The Archbishop says the California Congresswoman failed to comply with his proposals in a letter last month to either publicly repudiate her position or refrain from referring to her Catholic faith in public and receiving communion. Pope Francis has urged bishops to be pastors, not politicians. Pelosi calls herself a devout Catholic and has said she believes God has given us a free will to honor our responsibilities. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
The first flights of infant formula from Europe to relieve a deepening U.S. shortage will arrive at Indiana aboard military aircraft this weekend. Celebrity heart surgeon Dr. Mehmet Oz and former hedge fund CEO Dave McCormick have been staffing up their campaigns with recount specialists as the vote counting continues in Pennsylvania's Republican Senate primary. With COVID cases elevated in New York City, some mask requirements are being extended.
Broadway-bound visitors, be warned. Its mask mandate is continuing into the summer. The Broadway League extended the mandate for audience members through June 30th. The decision comes as New York City reached a high COVID-19 alert level this week due to an elevated level of community spread and increased hospitalizations. The alert also extends the recommendation that city government reinstate a requirement to wear face masks in all public indoor areas. So far, the mayor said he will not mandate masks. Audience members have had to don the masks since July of last year. Proof of vaccination was lifted at most theaters earlier this month. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.